You're listening to Spokespeople.
Hi, podcast listeners. This is Becca.
And this is Zoe.
And we're part of the team that hosts the Spokespeople storytelling events.
So we're here to present with you an awesome story about three lesbians and a U-Haul.
This is part of our monthly storytelling show in the San Francisco Bay Area. This particular story was told at our December 2013 show,
where the theme was "What Could Go Wrong,"
and it was hosted by the Pickle Jar. So, at the end of the story, you are posed a question of what joke one could come up with from listening to this story. So, we invite you to partake in that conversation, and if you have any ideas for a particular joke, feel free to email stories@spokespl.org and you can join in.
Yeah, you can. I was going to say enjoy.
Okay, yay.
So without further ado, our first storyteller of the evening is Tatiana Yushikov. Tatiana moved here from New York, and she will never stop reminding you of how much she misses New York. Chief complaints are people walk too slow here, you can't find a decent bagel or piece of pizza, and the Muni sucks.
The what?
The BART also sucks. Oh, yes, it's not the New York City subway. And so without further ado, Tatiana.
So this is summer after college. I've just graduated. My girlfriend at the time has just graduated. And we are staying in this like tiny office room in my dad's house in Westchester while we find jobs and find an apartment. So time passes, we find jobs, and then we apartment hunt, and we find an apartment in Park Slope in Brooklyn, and we plan to move. And we make very good plan. We have all of our stuff except for, like, you know, day-to-day belongings, like, in a storage space in Westchester near my father's house. And my best friend Erica is, like, living in the city, and she's going to help us do the move. We, like, you know, reserve a truck on U-Haul in Westchester. We have, like, 16 of my friends waiting in Brooklyn, like, by the apartment who are going to help us, like, you know, put furniture in and everything. And so it's all set. And the night before, I stay in the city with Erica because we're going to, like, go out because it's Friday night, and how can you not go out Friday night? And then we're going to come up to Westchester on Saturday and then get my girlfriend, get the truck, do all of this. All set. So we get up to Westchester on Saturday, and we get to my dad's house, and no one is home except my girlfriend. And she's like, "We have a problem." And I'm like, "What's the problem?" And she's like, "Well, your father took your stepmother and your sisters to, like, your aunt's house in Long Island, and he took the, like, automatic car. And, like, you can't drive stick, I can't drive stick." I'm like, and so there's a car there that's a stick shift, but I'm like, "Do we even have keys to that car?" And she's like, "Well, I don't know where they keep the spare keys." So I have to call my father, and I'm like, "Hey, Dad, remember when we had this plan that you were going to, like, leave us the car so we could go get my shit to move it to Brooklyn?" "Oh, yeah." I'm like, "Well, the other car is here." And I'm like, "Are there keys? Are there keys to that?" And he's like, "Yeah, we have them." And I'm like, "Great. So there are no keys to this car that, okay." So I, like, hang up, and I'm really pissed off because he had one job. And so we then have to, like, open the phone book and find, like, a cab company in Westchester, which, like, kind of doesn't exist. And we get a cab. It takes, like, an hour to get a cab to the U-Haul place in Westchester, which is now closed. And the cab driver feels awful for us. So he drives us back to our house, like, free of charge, where we proceed to try to find another U-Haul place, which we do eventually. It's all the way on the other side of Westchester in Yonkers. So we call them, we reserve a truck. Now we have the truck. Now we have to find another cab to go to Yonkers. We get a cab. It eventually comes. It picks us up. It drives us to Yonkers. It costs, like, $40 or something insane. Drops us off, like, on this, like, big, you know, six-lane industrial, like, street in Yonkers where there's nothing except this, like, U-Haul place. And we go in, and we're like, "Hi, like, we're here to pick up the truck." And the woman's like, "Oh, yeah, we don't have a truck for you." And I, like, we're already so pissed off. And I am like, "You have got to be fucking kidding me. Like, how do you not, we reserved a truck." She's like, "Yeah, but sometimes, you know, whatever they say." So she like goes into her database and she's like, oh, there's actually a U-Haul, another U-Haul just down the road that actually has your truck. I'll have them like put a hold on it. And I'm like, put a hold, like make sure they know they are not to give that truck away. She's like, no, it's totally fine. She's like, and like our address is like 400 whatever road we're on. And that is like, you know, 600 whatever road we're on. She's like, so you could easily just walk down the street to it. And by the way, we're carrying like two boxes and like some duffel bags and like random shit because we thought we were gonna, you know, put it in the truck. And now we're carting this shit all over Westchester. So we're like, okay, fine. We will walk to the next U-Haul place. And we're walking on the side of this 6-lane like industrial like highway. There's like sewage pipes and like we have to like go over barriers and stuff. And like it ends up that the U-Haul place is not down the road. Like we were walking forever. And like after all of this was done, we actually figured it out. And it was 4 miles. It was 4 miles from the first U-Haul place to the second U-Haul place. And meanwhile, we're walking like what seems like forever in the desert. And I am really pissed off. And my girlfriend is really pissed off. And Erica is trying to stop us from like breaking up on the side of the road in Yonkers, basically, by like making jokes. And like we're trying to figure out like, you know, because we're three lesbians walking from like one U-Haul place to another U-Haul place. And it's just a mess, right? And we're boxes and duffel bags and all this shit. So we get to the second one and like throw our stuff down. And I'm like, where's my fucking truck? So they're like, we have your truck. We fill out all the paperwork. We spend all this money. We get the truck. We have like a half an hour before the storage place is closing. So like we get in the truck and like my girlfriend is like zipping it like half blindly through Westchester because we don't exactly know where the fuck we are or where we're going. But we eventually get to the storage place and there are like, it's like 10 minutes. The guy is like, you have 10 minutes. And I'm like, you can't like keep it open for like a little bit longer. Like we have a shit ton of, we're like, we have a couch in there. Like, and he's like, no, 10 minutes, the elevator shuts down. Like I can't do anything. Like this is not, you know, my hands are clean, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, this is the most fucked up like thing ever. So I'm standing by the truck and they're like, it's like two elevator trips and they're just throwing shit at me and I'm throwing it in the truck and eventually like nothing happens and I'm like, oh my God, is the elevator shutting down? Like what is going on? And like finally the elevator opens up. They have shoved everything into the elevator and are like standing on top of it, like balancing and then just shoving everything in the truck. I think we broke like half of our furniture. We get everything in the truck. We like slam the like door down. We get out of there just as they're like locking the gate behind us and we're like, so like we haven't eaten anything. We are so dehydrated. We're so upset. My friends who are standing outside my apartment in Brooklyn are like texting me and be like, are you ever coming here? Like, we're not going to stay here all day. And I'm like, we are having a crisis over here. Like, just give me a second to figure out what the fuck is going on. So we're like, okay, at least like the time sensitive shit is done, right? So now we have to get from Westchester to Brooklyn. And like all three of us are crammed in the cab of this like U-Haul truck. And we're driving down and they were doing construction on the BQE at the time, which is already like a very small highway. Like this isn't a highway. This is like narrow, narrow lanes. Like, you know, it's, and they're doing construction. So it's even more narrow than usual. And like, we're in the midst of all of this. And my girlfriend is like freaking out because she grew up in Florida and they have really wide roads there. And like, they're not hammed in, like, and you're in a truck and everybody's like around you. And there are like giant, you know, those like bins and things that they fill with sand to like stop people from like, these are like rolling across the highway in front of us. Like, like we're like, what the fuck is wrong with the world today? And like we're doing that like movie thing where we're all screaming at the same time. Like it goes like this and we're like, ah! And then we like calm down and it happens again. And then like coming up next to us is this like one of those like souped up pickup trucks where the, you know, the cab is like 5 feet over the wheels for no reason. And it's carrying this like trailer of stuff. And the trailer is wider than the pickup truck. And we are just like standing there looking at this being like, oh my God, this is not going to be good. None of this is going to be good. And I'm like, Susan, like get out of the lane. Like get away from that. She's like, I can't, where the fuck do you want me to go? There's cars all over the place. And we're like screaming at each other. The truck passes us and flattens the mirror against the cab. And we are just like, holy fuck. And Susan is like, I can't see. I can't see where I'm going. I can't see. I need that mirror. And I'm like, what the fuck do you want me to do? Like, where there's nothing to do. And Erica's like, oh my God. And like rolls down the window, throws her body out of the cab. And like, while we're like careening down the highway, it's like trying to like wrestle this mirror back. And she's being like, is it okay now? And Susan's like, no, it needs to be a little higher. And she's like, is it okay now? And Susan's like, a little bit higher. She's like, okay, I'm with this. And she's like, it's good. And Erica's like, okay. And gets back in. And we finally get there. And all of my friends are gone, except like one of my friends, her like former boyfriend and her current boyfriend, who have basically... So we get out and I can't lift anything. And like, Eric is like, I have to go home. I'm so sorry, but I have to go home. And I'm like, go home. And Susan just looks at me and is like, I can't carry any of this stuff. And the new boyfriend is like, oh, I can carry this. And the old boyfriend is like, oh, well, no, I can carry this. So like, so we sit there and we watch these like two, these are like little Jewish New York City boys. Like, they are not big guys. And they are like, no, 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 I got this one. I got the table. And like, I got the couch. Well, do you want it? Like, I can get the couch. And we're just like watching this being like, this is kind of amazing. We don't actually have to lift anything up. And meanwhile, my friend is like, what happened? And I'm like, I cannot even talk to you right now. And we even like after they moved everything up into our apartment, like we got one of the guys to go drop off the truck because Susan was like, I'm not touching that steering wheel ever again. And I was like, that's totally fair. So yeah, and the really like the most frustrating part is that we never really came up with a good joke about three lesbians walking 4 miles from one U-Haul to another. So I put it out to you, universe, like, think of a good joke. Let me know. Thanks.
If you liked this story, join us for our live show in the San Francisco Bay Area. Learn more by visiting spokespeople.org. That's spokespeople.org. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.
Podcast audio production was by Ian Ratzer at Mercy Park Studios in San Francisco. Podcast coordination by Sarah Bars. And event photography by Chris Koster. Music for this podcast was by First You Get the Sugar. Thanks for listening.
Bye.